very close. Right now, won't you be that person just calling with your $60 contribution for your family, for your household? Go ahead, give us a call right now and say yes to your community radio station. Help us reach that goal for the news hour. We are within
spitting distance. All we need is $20.
877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
You know what? Make it $20 a month and then you get the hoodie. Then you get the hoodie. We're going to send it to you. It is rad. It is. There's a picture of it on our website. If you go to kboo.fm and you click on where it says click to see the thank you gifts, then you can see that hoodie. And and as Mike Crenshaw said, you can look dope even whatever you're doing right wearing this hoodie. I mean, it's a really nice one. You wear it out to your protest, you wear it around town, wear it to work and show your friends, say, look, I'm a KBOO supporter.
It still looks pretty good, even covered in white cat hair. I can attest. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. It is time now to make way for Out Loud, but we do want to hear from you.
Oh, come on, $20.
One more call. Puts us over the top. You can do it. The next person to become a KBOO member or renew their membership will meet our goal for the evening news. Keep that call coming in. Right now, I feel it. 877-500-5266. 500-5266.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Storefront Review, produced by the Triangle Theater from May 7th through the 30th at the Sanctuary at 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Storefront was a thriving theater company in Portland, which closed in 1991. Triangle Theater is bringing back some of the burlesque acts and performances from this bygone era. Again, that's the Storefront Review, produced by the Triangle Theater from May 7th through the 30th at the Sanctuary at 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard.
Where is it written that we could not have a religion of our own?
The system had one intention, to either kill MOVE people or to put us in prison as long as possible.
Coming up tomorrow on KBOO, it's the 30th anniversary of the MOVE bombing, when the Philadelphia police dropped a bomb on the home of the MOVE family. About 60 houses were destroyed and 11 people killed, including 5 children.
Did you see the child actually go back into the house?
I believe the child went back into the house.
All right.
Tune in from 9 to 11 a.m. for a look back at police violence against communities of color, excerpts from the documentary Let the Fire Burn, analysis, and more. At KBOO 90.7 FM and online at kboo.fm.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Junior's Cafe, located at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, serving breakfast and brunch with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by the Original Dinerant, located at 300 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving up variations on 50s and 60s diner and supper club menus. Dinner was provided by Salvador Molly's, located at 1523 Southwest Sunset Boulevard, serving cuisine from Ethiopia, Hawaii, Thailand, New Orleans, and Jamaica, mingling flavors and culinary history on the same menu.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Welcome, dear listeners, to a very special Out Loud here on KBOO. We are coming to you live from the studios of KBOO.FM. That's our website, 90.7 FM on the radio dial here in the Portland area. We have a very, very, very special show today. We have with us in the studio live Michael Horwitz.
Howdy.
Anthony Hudson.
Hi there.
And Carla Rossi.
Hello!
Welcome, y'all.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's really great to be here again.
Thanks for joining us. We are we're going to spend today as part of Pledge Drive. We're going to be talking about queer performance in Portland. We're going to start with a question that lately I've been asking everyone. What does queer mean to you? What is queer?
Ooh, this is a grad school thesis question.
There you go.
You know, I define queerness as a very specific individual interpretation of your, it can be sexual or racial or religious place in society as you see yourself as a separate person from the rest of society. And I know that that kind of veers away from the idea of queerness being just strictly related to gender or sexuality, but I think a lot of those other factors really determine the way you see yourself as being different. So, and I've run into resistance from other people who are self-described as queer when I say that it's not limited to sexuality because, you know, for them, that's kind of what it hinges around. I honestly don't identify myself as queer. I identify as gay, so... but I have great respect for the queer community.
Anthony, what's your take?
Yeah, I really kind of, I'm jumping off what Michael says. I agree that I think it's really non-normativity to me is queerness, especially in the realm of sexuality.
That paragraph I gave in one word.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right there. Non-normativity. Next question. No. I also have issues with the word queer as far as I like to think of myself philosophically as a queer person. However, orientation-wise or I guess preference-wise, I'm just gay. I'm really gay. although I do like to use, if it's time for a grant. Ooh. If it comes down to grant writing,
you need that on like a nameplate necklace, you know.
Yeah, right. I have the next to my Flava Flav clock. Then I bust out queer every 3 seconds. It's the great word to use in academic circles, confronting and or confusing straight people. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, technically, I'm gay.
And if it's also frustrating because when people hear queer, they nod their head and then they're like, okay, we can move on to the next thing now. So it's also kind of a, for them, like that box is checked. In academia, at least.
Yeah.
I was talking with a straight woman recently who identified herself as politically queer. What's your take on that?
Is that like libertarian?
I think it's, I'm just guessing, but hyper-progressive.
Yeah, I would assume hyper-progressive with a very eclectic taste for what you're going to lean towards in terms of voting.
I'm going to sound like my mom when I say this, but, you know, I think that some people really enjoy the act of distancing themselves from a shared belief. So if she needs that adjective to feel better about her beliefs, okay, that's totally her prerogative. I don't necessarily think that it is a good one. In this case.
Yeah.
For me, queer just means money. Because the queer people give me money. This is a pledge drive after all, right?
It is.
The Carla Rossi pledge drive?
It just might be. Let's check in with Mario and find out how wonderful KBOO is.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much, Alan. I appreciate that. You are listening to KBOO.FM. Click on it right now. become a member. You can become a member right now. Join for $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $25 a month, whatever you can afford. Keep these underrepresented voices on the radio, queer voices, gay voices, lesbian, all everybody from around the globe, all that.
It's so important that we hear from you now, 877-500-5266. You know, it is so important that Out Loud has been on the air for 10 years, and queer programming has been an important part of KBOO's offerings since the 70s. It is so important that we keep queer voices active and on the air, that we keep this platform for you know, all of our communities to use together. We have Alan Silver hosting this program tonight. Many volunteers have gone into queer programming to make it what it is today here at KBOO Community Radio, and it is super important that we have programs like Out Loud on, programs for queer voices that are so marginalized in the corporate-owned press. It is important to hear from you right now to support this program and programs like it here on KBOO, your very own community radio station, 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm. We just have a few moments to entice you to pick up the phone and give us that call. Pledge your support. As Mario was saying, just $5 a month or $10 a month is an easy way to do it. You can do it right now. Just say that you're there, that you give a damn, that you care about your community, and that you're listening. You're ready to support it. 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm.
Remember that when you give, you're keeping this amazing programming on the air. So call 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. Click on the donate banner. We're doing the spring membership drive. It's really, really important that you become a member right now and join the KBOO family. Become a member and keep this amazing programming Out Loud and other disenfranchised voices on the air, because when you donate at any amount, you're keeping it going. So keep it going with a call right now, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm.
Michael.
Thanks, Mario, for that. Welcome back to Out Loud. We have Michael, Carla, and Anthony with us. I just spent this weekend reading a book called There Goes the Gayborhood, ending with a question mark, by Amin Ghaziani. And he writes about, you know, what his interest is gayborhoods in large cities and how they're evolving. So, you know, some people think they're diminishing in importance. Other folks don't think that. Do you think, at Portland clearly doesn't have a gayborhood, although somebody's on this Facebook group called Portland Queer Housing today, or yesterday, I can't remember. You know, said they were advertising this rental and saying, "Oh, it's in this up and coming gayborhood," and I was like, "Can tell me what that means?" And I never could get an answer.
The first thing you need is a Joann's Fabric Depot.
So my question is to all three of you: Does Portland suffer? Do we suffer for not having a gayborhood?
Oh. You know, I don't think we do, because I think Portland is really gay already, to be honest, in a lot of its attitudes and the way that it views America and sexuality. So I like to think that Portland is generally a really big gay neighborhood, you know.
I think Portland's really queer.
Okay.
You go to cities like, I just came from Austin, and that's a pretty gay city, or it has pretty gay parts. But Portland is a really, really queer city, I think. There is part of me that I'll never get over the loss of, like the Stark Street Triangle and just how tragic it is to not see any of the bars that used to be there anymore. I mean, there's scandals, but that's the last bastion of that neighborhood. I think in terms of visibility and visibility for other people that live in the city that aren't queer, aren't gay, it is a loss. But yeah, I do think that Portland, since it is so queer and it's so DIY and it's so just kind of sloppy and messy, but in a potentially good way, I don't know that it is too big of a problem, actually.
I don't think we would benefit much from, say, having a strip like, say, Capitol Hill or Chelsea. I don't think we necessarily have that population living here. And as I'm hearing what you said, I actually agree more with you. Like, I think, like, with Chelsea, we have a different kind of gay population. And we do have a very strong gay population in Portland, but they do air more to the queer side politically and, like, socially.
Did you see that Capitol Hill just got, like, voted one of the 10 or 7 broiest places to live in America now?
Really?
Yeah, Capitol Hill is on its way out.
Oh, man.
It's sad.
Well, is that because of the eagle?
It could be. It's because of that Amazon.com, who is not our sponsor.
Although they can sponsor me if they want to.
I love Capitol Hill now that they put in the Walmart. I think it's great. Everything I need for when I'm on tour.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about performance in Portland.
I want to know anything about that.
What do you do, Carla?
I don't know. Can you actually remind me what words I'm not allowed to say on the air? Because Alan gave me a big rundown right before. He said, don't say this, this, or that. But I forgot it all. So if you could just tell me.
Plasticine.
Oh.
Capitalism.
You know I can't say words over 3 syllables anyway. Come on, you guys. Don't be an ableist. Sorry, Alan. What were you going to ask?
That's all right. Let's talk performance. Carla, let's start with you. Where are you at in your career?
I like to think of myself as, a late career, emerging artist, very, very long into my string of residencies and beach houses, beach homes even. Every day it's... Tune the piano, Carla, or check in on, make sure the bidet is working and flowing well. So my life is very busy and exhausting. But I like to think that I'm doing well for myself. You know, I have a gig at the Hollywood Theater now, which is a glorious old movie house from back in the day. It used to be an old burlesque hall before gentrification came in the 1930s and got rid of burlesque. I'm feeling good. I just feel like Portland's so small. I want to go to bigger places. I just went to Austin. I like Austin, but I want to go to the bigger cities. You know, New York, L.A., Schenectady, Hamlet, Wisconsin, and Tucson. Tucson is where it's at. That's the one for me.
It is a lovely city.
Yeah.
Carla, I heard that you were up for the lead role, Cookie, in Empire.
I was, actually.
What happened with that?
Well, I like to think that it was bad publicity, Alan. They say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I do believe that what went awry, you see, that's the largest word I know, what went awry with my being cast as Cookie is actually the fact that I recently performed in an all-white production of Dreamgirls, and some flack went around town on Tumblr and other social justice outlets because apparently there's something wrong with me and Michelle and Marcus Bachman all performing in a soul-themed musical. I don't understand it. I won't stand for it. I'll sit for it in my chaise lounge.
Mm-hmm. Michael, you have an alter ego.
I do.
A doppelganger.
Her name's Menora.
And I love her.
She is the drag community's current community service project. I feel like everyone has, in some way or another, pitched in to help me get out the house. But it's been a really amazing experience. I do a lot of other kind of socially engaged artwork, but this is the first one that could be called performance, and it's really electrifying.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to watch.
We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes and find out what sets Menora's lights on fire. Mario, how are you doing over there?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, we need you to call in. Thank you very much, Alan. But we need you, the listener, the new member, to call in right now. 877-500-5266. to keep these important discussions and different ideas and perspectives on the air, because community radio is ran by you. So you can donate today. You can go to kboo.fm. I just heard a call come in. That's amazing. That's, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you so much. So call in right now. 877-500-5266. What say you, Annie?
Well, I want to thank Anna for stopping by 20 Southeast 8th this afternoon and bringing in her support in person. Perhaps you want to do that right now. You can. We are here on your way to just about anywhere in beautiful Southeast Portland. You can drop by 20 Southeast 8th. We'd love to give you a tour of the station. You'll have to go ahead and use the little intercom phone out there to get yourself buzzed in. But then we would love to show you around, and you can see exactly how we put your resources to use for the entire community. 20 Southeast 8th, or maybe that's not so convenient, so just pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. I was saying earlier, I love asking for support for Out Loud and for queer programming here on KBOO. Why? Because, in fact, I can tell you honestly, it saved my life. When I was growing up queer in Portland, I was 12 years old, and I didn't know anyone else like me. And I was dialing around one night, and I found KBOO, and I found a program called Queersville. It was 1978, and we had this great program hosted by Howie Bag of Donuts and Carol Steinel, who did this show for the community for many years. And that reached me and actually told me I was not alone. And that, in fact, when I was, you know, a little bit older and in high school, I got an internship here to KBOO. And KBOO has been a huge part of my life ever since. Why? Because it is the antidote to alienation. It is the antidote to isolation. When we're all sort of disparate and thinking, oh, yeah, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that thinks this way. I'm the only one with these progressive views. I'm the only queer. I'm the only person that thinks that it makes sense to remake the world based on justice, truth, beauty, peace, and love, instead of, you know, all for the almighty dollar and corporatocracy and all that kind of stuff. You know, this is why we exist, and we exist with your support. Please support this radio that empowers, uplifts, strengthens, and brings together all communities. 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm.
And that number again, 877-500-5266. We need you to call right now. You can become a member. Get an electronic funds transfer to make it real simple, real easy, straight directly from your bank account or from your credit card or debit card. And that's, you know, make it a simple decision for yourself to keep community radio alive and thriving. We don't operate unless you call in and become a member. And, you know, you don't have to just become a member. You can volunteer. You can come check it out right now, live and in effect, and see what your $25, $10 a month, $5 a month. You can do just a one-off if you only got, you know, 10 bucks to throw down for community radio to keep us on in the air. Anything helps. You could do a one-off of 100, 1,000, whatever you want to do, whatever you can afford, because you know that you give money to all these other folks that are just making money from you. You can give money to KBOO to keep it on the air and make sure that we're still doing what we have to do. So call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on the banner to donate.
And what we have to do is we have to keep bringing you relevant information and news you can use, cultural information that is a part of your life that you rely on. That's why you're listening right now. You know you rely on it, so go ahead. You know you enjoy it. You know why you listen to KBOO. You know why you've made us a part of your life. So now please be a part of ours by financially supporting. We are looking for a few new members right now, and we're looking to raise $300 before the 7 o'clock hour. With your help and your generous support, we can reach that goal, and we can reach the $95,000 goal that we need to make by Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. That's when we say, all right, we're done. And we want to make sure that you are amongst the new members or renewing members of KBOO, that you are an important part of our family, that you have told us that you are there listening and that you give a damn and that you are becoming one of our sponsors, one of our financial supporters. You are actively participating in your community and in your community media. Please do be a part of this proud, proud legacy and tradition of queer programming on KABU. Be a sponsor. Call 877-500-5266. You can bring your credit card to the phone and become a member instantaneously with your one-time contribution of $60 or $100. You can ask us to break that up into tiny bite-sized pieces and sustain us every month from your credit card or your checking account. Whatever works for you, we would love to do. We want to make it easy. We want to just get this done with your support right now. 877-500-5266 or online. Go ahead and give your support to KBOO.FM. However, you choose to do it. You could drop by 20 Southeast 8th between Burnside and Ankeny, say hi in person, and become a member right here, right now. And maybe the easiest way is to just pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Welcome back to Out Loud. Thanks, everybody. We're here with Michael, Carla, and Anthony. Also want to give a shout out to Boston, who's in the control room keeping us all on track. Thanks, Ani and Mario, for helping us bring people into the membership of our KABU family. We were just about to dig into Michael's doppelganger, Menorah, a new performance piece.
Well, I just want to say that Menorah's biggest turn-on is a really good pledge drive. It's a call-in, folks. Help us get that peanut butter. You know, like most things in my life, I started doing Menorah to tick off my mom.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like a really good way to get on a stage and talk about her and just make up a pack of lies. I've been doing that since I was 12, but, you know, I didn't have a microphone. And it was also a way for me to kind of get outside of the seriousness of art school and still make something that was like important to me emotionally. I got out of school and felt like I was less in touch with why I wanted to be creative. And I really don't care what the adjective is used to describe my work. Is it art? Is it drag? Is it craft? Is it illustration? I'm less interested in the genre than just like making sure that I get it out to people. And I figure if they're drunk, then they'll be all the more receptive. So,
what drives Menorah now?
Well, Menorah is visually based off of Anne Frank. So there's a lot of, for me, growing up Jewish, there's a lot of ambivalence about how Anne Frank is situated in Jewish culture. And I think now with the idea of celebrity and especially young celebrities, and ideas of innocence and darkness and, you know, having a story that's worth telling, I felt like taking the visual of it and then going in a completely different direction would be a great way, for me at least, of visualizing that kind of ambivalence and conflict. So I'm in the process of writing a one-person show. Menorah is not really an alpha character. She's not terribly loud. There's a little bit of a Shannon Doherty to it to her. I love that, you know, most of the like the impact in Shannon kind of comes with her rolling her eyes or, you know, blinking a lot. So I try to kind of capture a little bit of that roboticness in my performances. But it's also mainly structured around music from when I was younger, so early 90s hits. So far, like Tiffany, No Doubt. In a way, it's also my chance to reenact the childhood I kind of wish I had. I wish I was sort of braver as a kid and more out there. I mean, I was out and gay, but I wasn't joyous about it. So I was a little like Debbie Downer. So this is a chance for me to kind of be like those kids in the videos who are voguing at their bar mitzvahs and stuff.
I love that you mention the music selection, like Tiffany, and yet the Menorah performance I've seen consisted of a pure moods medley where it was like Yanni and Inya, and it was amazing.
Well, that was a crazy night. That was the, you know, in my head, and I'm sure in anyone who's just starting out, they're going to go on and they're going to do it perfectly. I don't have a theatrical background. I wasn't a theater kid. So when I saw the crowd of people, I actually just heard nothing in my head. I couldn't hear the music. And so the first half of it, I knew the Tiffany lyrics by heart. That's a song that I could, you know, sing while, like, dodging bullets. I bombed that, but everything else afterwards was fine.
It was amazing.
And I think for me, maybe that's what drag is kind of about. It's kind of like challenging the things that you feel comfortable with and learning that you can do the stuff that you think is outside of your capabilities.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I work a lot with a local DJ named Buckmaster, and he mixes all my music, and he has a lot of suggestions. So right now, we've also been playing a lot with songs that have to deal with writing feelings down or being quiet. I don't entirely see Menorah being forever orbiting Anne Frank, but it is something that I really want to kind of build a solid one-person show about and then kind of expand into other emotional spheres. I'm also like really interested in kind of that Valley of the Dolls journey to adulthood, where, you know, you're just kind of entering your sexuality and entering your independence, and you have ideas about how life's going to go, and then the real world kind of like slaps you around a little bit. So I like those protagonists that are not exactly heroic, but they're intriguing because they look really good rolling around on the ground after they've been slapped a few times.
I would actually like to talk about Anne Frank a little bit more. I think it's a pretty interesting subject. I know Carla probably has some things to say.
I was just going to say, have you noticed that the last three times I've been on your program, Anne Frank has come up?
Been on your program?
On the program. Are you making fun of my diction, sir? Sir, fair sir?
Well, you hosted a storytelling night at the Oregon Jewish Museum that at the same time that the traveling Anne Frank exhibit was there.
Yes, the hiding place. Coming of age in a hidden room place. Something like that. What was it called? I was in it. I read that I was very good. It was a lot of fun, and that was the show where, if I remember correctly, I confessed my secret participation in the early films of Leni Riefenstahl in Germany back in the day.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny. I actually have a collection of all of Leni Riefenstahl's photography books, and her later life is quite interesting. She obviously tried to distance herself as much as possible from the Nazis, so she went to Africa, and she just became like a National Geographic photographer. So
look at her, little Werner Herzog Jr.
I think there's something to the idea maybe that Anne Frank doesn't belong and isn't meant to belong to the Jewish community, the Jewish world any longer.
Totally. As I will say this, potentially coming into like dangerous critical territory. I don't know why I just said that. But, you know, as a construct, the idea of Anne Frank is a symbol for non-Jewish people to care about the Holocaust, which is unfortunately true. And then for Jewish people, she's also an educational tool to warn upcoming generations about anti-Semitism and the cost of anti-Semitism. What for me, though, so she was sort of like Freddy Krueger in a way growing up. She is very scary in terms of what she's meant to kind of suggest. But what made me really connect with her was the fact that she was the only writer whose book was assigned in school that ever dealt with feelings and ever dealt with having crushes and being young. Everything else was about like a heroic journey, and hers was just about being human. And for me, like, the fact that she was describing the feelings that I had growing crushes on boys around me, that's not what she was celebrated for or used for, but it also exists within that text. So.
Yes.
Anthony, I think some of your work is based on considerations of race and ethnicity and political culture.
You could say that, yeah. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
There's a famous video you made about, I believe it's a combination of a discussion of white privilege and a takeoff of, what is that movie? What is that movie? The, you know, the supposedly homemade...
12 Angry Men.
Rats, why can't I think of it? You know what I mean.
Homemade... are you talking about my PCPSA?
Yes.
Video with the record sequence at the end? Mm-hmm. Kind of Silence of the Lambs found footage moment at the end?
No, it's the, what was that film? Where it was, you know, the budget was $15,000. They threw him out in the woods and...
Blair Witch.
Thank you.
Oh, my favorite. I love the Blair Witch Project.
So tell us about the PCPSA.
For the viewers that don't know, PCPSA is it's actually a series of videos I've done. There are two of them now. There is a third in the works. PCPSA PTSD is the name of the third one. PCPSA 2 is the one that you're referring to. It's a series of black and white videos. And in this video, it was inspired by when a local gay bar, which is now defunct, no longer existing, thanks gentrification, but really thank you in this case, advertised a show on Facebook that was called Welfare Tuesday, and on the poster were images of African American people eating chicken and holding EBT cards. And so I thought, this is a little bit racist what I'm looking at right now. So I accidentally started a flame war on the internet, and the event got canceled, all this stuff. But I was trying to figure out, how do I talk about this without placing the blame or immediately referencing this event that involved several people I know. So I decided, obviously, I have to turn to the clown sitting across the room from me and make it about her, and make it about her putting on this event. So PCPSA 2, Carla Rossi throws her own party called the Oh Snap Food Benefits Night, and it does not go well. So she has to explain to white people everywhere how to apologize to minorities when you don't really mean it.
And I like to think I did a good job. It was comical, it was informative, and I still don't mean it, but you know.
Real fast, I just want to throw out that my parents, when I told them about the reason I wanted to do menorah, and I told them essentially what, you know, we just talked about, they said, if all you got from reading Anne Frank's diary is that it's okay to have crushes on boys, we have failed you.
Ouch. I would also like to point out that I fully support menorah, and I like to think of myself as her Rodolian drag aunt, shepherding her career to fruition one day. And that, you know, I like to keep watch over her because I've seen the movie All About Eve.
A mentress, if you will.
Yes. Yes, and. What was that word?
Mentress.
Chrysalis? Mentress.
Honestly.
Moon phase.
Celeste Holm, the best compliment I ever got was someone told me, you talk just like Celeste Holm. And I was like, oh. Can I record you saying that?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to come back in just a bit. We're going to talk about, going to focus in on what queer performance in Portland, what the scene looks like, whether it's going well or whether it's a horror show here in town.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Half off a sushi after 6 p.m.
Oh, it's delicious. It's a little gamey though after so long.
Ouch.
And I think we're about to get back to our pledge drive. So on the Carla Rossi pledge drive, which is happening concurrently, you can find out all about it by dialing 1-999-87-6543-JINNY. And in this pledge drive for just $9.95 a month, you could get a bag of sticks. For $2.95 a month, I'll send you my tights, because I will not wash them myself. No, I will not. And for $3.95 a month, you could get a can of gum that I chewed with my own teeth. I don't have teeth anymore.
Oh, Carla Rossi. Thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Carla Rossi. And we have, actually, we have a lot of people to thank.
Yeah, we have all sorts of people to thank. But first, we want to make sure that you know the number to call. That's 877-500-5266. Or you can go online, kboo.fm. We would like to thank Janice from Southwest Portland. They said that they love news and public affairs, Democracy Now!, alternative radio, KBOO News. In fact, what's not to like about KBOO?
Think a
about,
question I ask myself.
Exactly.
Now, what's not to like?
Peter from North Portland. Shout out to them for, and thank you very much for calling and donating and becoming a member. And Willa from Southwest Portland. That's Southwest Portland. West Portland's representing. Where's Northwest Portland? Y'all need to call in. 877.
Southeast.
Northeast. That's 877-500-5266. Or go to kboo.fm.
And
Connie, what say you about the spring pledge drive?
I say we are doing very well. We are over $50,000 by a ways. We have until Saturday to make $95,000. We're looking to raise $300 right now to support queer programming on KBOO. And again, looking at programs that support all of our communities marginalized in the mainstream media. And this is a great example of that. Right now, you are listening to Alan Silver hosting Out Loud this evening. And we are entreated to a fabulous conversation. And I gotta say, I really appreciate the discussion of how sometimes some parts of the queer community doesn't really get intersectionality, and how, in fact, we call, you know, this is a part of KBOO. We call people out when it comes to being racist. And I appreciate that about Out Loud. I appreciate that about our guests tonight. I appreciate that as part of what KBOO does. And right now, I ask for your support. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. It is important that you contribute into what you believe in, what you rely on, what you love. You need to support. It is that simple. Your gift, your contribution, your membership at $60 a year, you can do it right now by bringing your credit card to the phone and saying, yes, you want to give $60 to your community radio station. Maybe it's easier for you to do it in bite-sized chunks. I know it's easier for me to do it that way. For just $5 or more every month, you can become a member of KBOO in a sustaining way. You can ask Teresa, who's over here from Shocks of Sheba. She is waiting to answer your call right now at 877-500-5266. Say, hey, I want to get a t-shirt with my contribution, and she can let you know all about how to do that. And it is it all starts with your phone call right now, my friend. You can contribute online. You can participate that way if that's easier. kboo.fm or call 877-500-5266 and ring our bell.
Welcome back to Out Loud. Thank you, Ani. We are incredibly proud to be part of a decades-long tradition of queer programming on KBOO. So please do call in and support our amazing radio station. We're here with Michael, Carla, and Anthony. We're going to take a look at the state of queer performance in Portland. And there's a question I have. And it's about money, it's about culture, it's cool. About this changing city we live in, more crowded, noisier, smellier, louder. It's louder here, just in general. Portland was a very quiet city when I moved here a couple of decades ago. And one of the things I'm curious about is, you know, gentrification in general is this sort of cultural force, brings a lot of change with it in a lot of aspects. Eventually, it touches the arts too, because there becomes more money.
Oh, I can't wait.
available.
Seriously, that's when I stopped complaining about gentrification. It's true.
Has that happened yet? I mean, that's a pretty broad question, but I think each of the three of you are people who pay attention to a lot of different things, involved in a good number of projects. So is that something you're seeing, or are the arts still sort of the quieter, uglier stepsister of culture in Portland?
You know, last I checked, it was so funny that you say that, because I was just having a conversation about this. In Austin, I met a bunch of amazing drag queens from Brooklyn that do this great festival every year called Bushwig. And I felt this amazing affinity with these Brooklyn queens. They're wonderful. And I was asking them, like, what's the money scene like in Brooklyn? Do you get funding for this kind of stuff? How does it work? And they just kind of stared at me like, not really. So we are one lucky that we do that. Queer performance has been recognized so much by the arts here in Portland, especially thanks to groups like the Regional Arts and Culture Council and PICA. They've been wonderful. But as far as that money from the outside invaders coming in and funding us, I am yet to see it happen. And I was having this conversation with these Austin queens, which was like, when is it actually going to descend and latch onto us? And when are they going to be giving us money? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, RAC is throwing this big fundraiser later on this summer called In the Garden of Artistic Delights. And they're still trying to make up more money to increase the amount of funds that they can give out in grants and fellowships, because a lot of their funding was cut. And I think a similar kind of thing is going on with PICA. And so our own arts institutions are actually losing the amount of money that they can work with. So I don't know how long it will be, or when people will turn their eye of Sauron onto our art scene, but I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I was... I'm pretty new to the city, and I don't know... but in that time, I've been around enough of the art community to just understand that the resources are really meager, and it is probably all the more difficult when you're, you know, you're kind of in a satellite position a little bit from the gallery system. Mm-hmm. And so when you're applying for that RAC grant, you're also competing against gallery artists who have like other advocates, such as the gallery that is hosting them. You don't have that host. You have to do all the work yourself. I think it's great that those institutions support you. I think it's super important, and hopefully it'll, you know, get people to change their mind about the way that they view drag as an art form. The only problem is that, you know, it's you against every other creative type in Portland, and it would be great if there was something that was in place purely for performance and purely, if there was some kind of drag, you know, precipice fund or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know the likelihood of that happening, but...
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I personally couldn't be happier. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm sponsored by Google Glass, which is why I have this wonderful visor effect happening that I'm wearing in front of you. I don't need glasses or corrective anything, obviously. Just look at me. So now with my new Google Glass sponsorship and my... I have my own Amazon.com drone that flies in, and it brings me my face creams every day. And, you know, I think I'm doing great, so I don't... I'm sorry that the plebeians down there are having difficulties.
Also, the reason I said satellite is because I like the idea of you with your face on a satellite.
I've been banking for that, actually. I wanted, like, in that movie, GoldenEye... I want a giant satellite of my face that shoots lasers out so I can level cities. I think it'd be lots of fun.
One of the things that I, in traveling around and then coming back to Portland, one of the things I actually like about Portland's arts scene, and I think it's related to folks not having a lot of money, is there's a lot of, it's gentle and it's humorous. People have a sense of humor about what it means to create something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's great when you're starting a project, I did the portrait project, and I was allowed to do that because people were okay with taking a chance on something that was free.
And pledge drive.
We'll be back shortly.
And this is that part of the program where we say you have an important role to play in keeping queer programming alive on KBOO and keeping KBOO alive in our communities. And your part is to pick up the phone right now and press the buttons 877-500-5266. And maybe you don't actually have buttons to press anymore. Maybe you just wave your fingers over a magic screen. That's cool too. 877-500-5266 is the top secret sequence that you need to wave your fingers about in the pattern of.
Go online, kboo.fm. This is Out Loud, Queer Voices on the Radio. You don't get this on any other station, so that's why we need you right now to become a member. Dial 877-500-5266. Become a member, a sustaining member. You can donate any amount that you can afford. $5, $10 a month, $20 a month, $15 a month, $60 a month, $100 a month. We have all sorts of ranges of different types of folks that donate to keep KBOO alive, running, thriving, and putting voices out there that do not get heard anywhere else. And it's so, so important that you become a member right now. That's 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. And I just want to reiterate how Ani was talking about this show changed her life, saved her life. You can keep a life-saving community institution in Portland by donating right now. You can go to kboo.fm or you can go to, you can dial 877-500-5266 and we need your support right now to keep KBOO going.
That's right. We do need to hear from you. You are the sponsors of community radio. We do it with your support, and without your support, well, it's just not the same, is it? That's hardly community. Community includes you. Please step up right now and support what you believe in. 877-500-5266. This is radio that changes lives. It's radio that empowers people. It is anti-alienation radio. It is empowerment radio. It is community radio. And you are an active participant, and we need you to be. You need to be, because in fact, it is your media, right? And if you don't step up, whose media is it? It's somebody else's media. No, we want it to be in your hands. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. We have $200 left to make this hour. And again, this is exciting. We're a third of the way there. Go ahead, let us know you're there too. We want to hear from you. We want to thank you. We love that you're listening. Please step up and support with just a few of your hard-earned dollars. A few pennies, nickels, and dimes every day put towards your community radio station adds up into a membership over the course of a week, over the course of a month. Do consider giving $5 a month and then pick up the phone and say, yeah, that's doable. You got $5 in your wallet right now. Take a leap of faith and make that commitment to your community. Say, yeah, you want to go ahead and sustain community. For $5 a month, you can be an important part of keeping KBOO alive, vital, and on the air. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
And you can make it very, very easy on yourself. You can get an electronic funds transfer from your bank account or from your credit card. And if you just call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm, you can keep queer programming on the radio. You can keep different voices, the underrepresented, on the radio. And you can become a member of a true democratic institution here in in Portland and in Cascadia. And we need these voices. We need and get let your voice be heard by donating right now and becoming a member. We have a very simple process. You can call in right now and become a member and get an electronic funds transfer or do a one-off. Any amount is greatly, greatly appreciated, and we want to thank everyone that has already donated, and we want to thank you right now for calling, because you know you're just so close. You're so close. You're like,
do it.
I've got so much stuff going on, but make this one of those priorities to keep KBOO.FM right now. Click on it. Click on it right now, KBOO.FM, or call 877-500-5266.
Support us. Do your part. Keep us vital. Keep us connected to the community with your participation. 877-500-5266. Andy, call right now with your $20 a month pledge of support, your contribution to KBOO in a sustaining way. For $20 a month, you can get a KBOO hoodie, and you'll put us over the top of the goal for this program. It's like a win-win-win-win-win situation. 877-500-5266. What were you going to say, Mario?
I was going to say all donations at the $75 level or greater, you can have a tree planted by Friends of Trees in addition to a regular thank you gift. So
that's so cool.
You can get a KBOO hoodie and get a tree planted to help, you know, fight the climate change that we learn about here on KBOO.FM.
How does it get any better than that? What's not to love? Participate now. Call 877-500-5266.
Welcome back to Out Loud. Thanks, Ani and Mario. Please do join the family here at KBOO and support amazing programming, including Out Loud, our queer news and culture show. We are here with Michael, Carla, and Anthony in the booth, and Boston keeping us semi-sane on the other side of the glass.
And looking fly.
I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up. QDoc is this weekend, Portland's queer documentary film festival. It starts Thursday, which I think is 2 days from now. And it runs through Sunday. There's all sorts of stuff. We've got a J.T. Leroy. We're not going to spoil the ending.
No.
For some folks don't know the whole kit and caboodle of what goes on there, but there's some other great stuff. The Starlight in Harlem. Anyway, look up QDoc on the internet and find out about all the programs. I think there's 11 films, and where to get tickets. It's all at the Hollywood Theater.
Yay!
And it all looks amazing. What else do we have? What is Carla doing next?
What isn't Carla doing next? Pilates. I'm not doing Pilates next. I'll tell you that much. Madonna vouches for it, but I could never do it. I can't. Just can't do it. So next up, let me go through my calendar, my iCal. I have the Rocklesque Review next Wednesday at Dante's. It's a burlesque and drag night of glam rock. I'm going to be busting out some David Bowie and Nico numbers. I'm really excited to just get to do some rock and roll music. I don't often get to do that. And then that is at Dante's next Wednesday, the 20th. It's tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And then the next big one after that, I'm doing the second showing of Dungeons and Drag Queens with my dear friend Saturn and Melody Awesome Amazing at Guardian Games on the 30th. And then we're coming up on Portland Pride territory, which I really can't wait for, because my dear niece Minora and I will be taking the stage together for this year's 5th anniversary Queerlandia at Embers on June 11th. And this year's cabaret, I do a cabaret every year, and this year's is called Carla Rossi's Post-Millennial Pledge Drive. So it is topical and related to today's show. And Minora and I will be both there.
I hope you're chewing a lot of gum quickly.
Because
I think that will be very popular.
All I do is chew gum just to satisfy all those Pledge Drive attendees. Thank you. And pledgees and all that. And then I'm going to be doing the Big Gay Boat Ride with a bunch of famous drag queens on that Sunday of Pride. And then following that, a show called Pro Homo with Pearl and Trixie from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
And Minora will be at that too.
Minora will also be at that. Oh, she's just everywhere I turn. It's just like Black Swan, my favorite film.
You don't have to worry about Minora. She's going to hang out by the porta potties.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear. Does Minora have anything else coming
so
up?
What's going on? This weekend there? Is Pika's 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Fundraising Dada Ball, and Minora will be drawing portraits at that, which is going to be fun. I've never drawn portraits while trying to also do Minora, so it may be a bunch of smiley faces with, like, I don't know, kitties. And then Minora has a performance following Queerlandia at Necronancy, which is the Lovecraft gay night. It's super fun. It's a goth party. And then I think that's it for Menorah for right now. But I'm also doing a residency at the Portland Art Museum.
Yeah.
And it's throughout the summer. So I'll be recreating paintings from the European collection, but with visitors art directing me. So they can swap themselves in, bring up a picture of their kid and be like, I want my kid to be that angel, or I want my dog to be that duchess. So it's going to be fun. And in May, it will be each Friday night, and then throughout the summer, the dates will shift. But you should check out pam.org for more info.
All right. Thank you so much, Carla and Michael and Anthony, for being here with us today.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful show.
It's great to be here. Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
We're going to turn it over to Hard Knock Radio. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, also heard on the web at www.kboo.fm. The time is 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio.
Where is it written that we could not have a religion of our own?
The system had one intention, to either kill, move people, or to put us in prison as long as possible.
Coming up tomorrow on KBOO, it's the 30th anniversary of the MOVE bombing, when the Philadelphia police dropped a bomb on the home of the MOVE family. About 60 houses were destroyed and 11 people killed, including 5 children.
Did you see the child actually go back into the house?
I believe the child went back into the house.
All right.
Tune in from 9 to 11 a.m. for a look back at police violence against communities of color, excerpts from the documentary Let the Fire Burn, analysis, and more. At KBOO 90.7.